All right. Good evening, good afternoon, if I could get your attention right quick. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. All right, good to see everybody tonight. I want to welcome you to the New Hope Christian School 2022. 25 years. Wow. Give the Lord a hand for 25 years. I think that's great. We've got our award ceremony tonight. You've all come for that, and we have one graduating. So that's incredible. Amen. Awesome. Very good. Very good. If you've seen the news lately, you know there's some heavy hearts down in Southwest Texas, Uvalde area. So as we open tonight, let's pray for them. Amen. Think some kind thoughts and comfort their way. And my sentiments, exactly. All right. Hey, man, she's happy to be here. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, Lord, and we thank you for your goodness and grace. We thank you for the salvation that you give us, Lord. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. Thank you for that shed blood that covers us, Lord. And we just praise you tonight for your goodness and your grace. As we gather tonight, Lord, for this incredible time of rewarding accomplishments and success in this commencement and graduation. Lord, we do pray for the folks down in Uvalde. We pray for that community. We pray for those families that have lost so much tragically these last couple of days. Lord, we just pray your mercy and your grace upon that situation. And Lord, as we begin here tonight, we pray your hand of protection upon us. And just pray for your safety here. And Lord, as you give those folks comfort and as you provide safety here, we pray that them in their time of need and us in our time of celebration, we'd be able to bring glory and honor to your name and all that we say and do. And that, Lord, folks would be encouraged by tonight, would be get exposed a little bit to the Bible, some scripture. And Lord, we can all say when we leave here, it was an awesome time to be at the awards ceremony and see Sam graduate. So, Lord, thank you for blessing us and loving us so much and giving us so much. We praise you for it tonight. It's in your name we pray. And everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Very good. Who's up? I'll see y'all in a little bit.
At this time, we have four young men that's going to come up so we can do our pledges.
And can I please have everybody stand up? We're going to start off with the American flag. Attention, salute, pledge. Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now the Christian flag. Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag. And to the Savior for his kingdom stands. One Savior crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who belong. Now for the Bible. Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path, and I will hide its words in my heart that I might not fear. You can all be seated. Thank you. Samuel.
Thanks, guys. At this time, we're going to recognize our volunteers. these are ladies that's came up and helped out in the classrooms or at the front or just whatever. When I've called, they're always available. So our first one is going to be Miss Jeannie Stallhood. Gwen Wagner. Miss Karen Tate. Miss Virginia Irvin. And we have a few others, but they weren't able to come tonight, so I'll get their cards to them. And last but not least, Jeremiah. We couldn't make it without Jeremiah. He's our sound man. And thanks, guys. We appreciate y'all. So real quick, I'm going to announce our teachers. We've got a few transitions going on this year, so I hadn't had a chance. It happened during the middle of the year. Then we got a little transition going on at the end of the year. So Miss Kathy is our pre-K teacher. Miss Marjorie is our kinder and first grade teacher. Miss Jackie is our second and third grade teacher. Miss Amanda is our fourth and fifth grade teacher. And Miss Ashley is our sixth through 12th grade teacher. So also, I got a little word about a month ago that one of our staff is going to be leaving us. So I was like, oh, no. So I started praying, and I called someone and asked them to start praying. And she texted me back and said, well, Miss Sissy, what if I want to do it? And I was like, what? Yeah, okay. She said, let me talk to my husband. I said, yes, well, let me talk to your husband. So Miss Amanda's going to be leaving us. They are moving. So I'm not happy with her husband, but we'll let it slide. And so we're going to miss Miss Amanda, but Miss Christy Areza. Christy, if you'll stand, this is Sarah and Alex's mom. She's going to be joining us. And also Christy, I don't know if some of y'all may not know, but Christy's also Mr. Terry's daughter. Mr. Terry worked in our school with our older kids many years. And he passed away. Cancer, but he was a phenomenal man. But anyway, okay, now we'll start with the kids because I know they're dying to get up here. So, Miss Kathy, if you'll come, we'll start with pre-K. So, guys, when you get your trophy, if y'all come stand right over here, and we're going to take a classroom picture, okay? So, our first one will be Bellamy Allen. She got monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. So, Bellamy, if you'll come on down. Come on, get your trophy and your medal. Perfect. Okay, Bellamy, come right over here. Stand right there. Turn around, stand right there. Perfect. Okay, next we have Michael Beltran. monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Next is Emery Cole, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Then we have Jackson Cummings, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. We have two Jacksons. Next, we have Michaela Kilcullen, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Archer Lede, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Waylon McAfus, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Come here, Waylon. Next, we have Mel Metter, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and best penmanship. Ember Ottinger, monthly scripture, and all scripture in one day. Next, Evie Shiel, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and most Christ-like. Okay, next we have Bo Shepherd, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and most improved. Next, we have Kian Teasman, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Okay, this is our pre-K class, so if y'all get where Mr. John can take a picture. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Y'all can go back to your mom and dad. Okay, now we'll do kinder and first grade. So we'll start with Aiden Edmond, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Okay, next, Thomas Faircloth, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Ethan Fiskew, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Jackson Kendrick, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and most improved. Brittany Prine, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Blake Murphy, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Emma Nelson, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Carter Stansel, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and best penmanship. Ella Teasman, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. River Whitford, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and most Christ-like. Sophia Zapp, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, best penmanship, and most improved. This is our kinder and first grade class.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, y'all can go back and sit with your mom and dad. All right, Miss Jackie. Okay, now we have second and third. So our first one is Leland Cole, A honor row, fourth quarter, B honor row, first, second, and third quarter, monthly scripture, and all scripture in one day. Joseph Dean, B honor row, all four quarters, monthly scripture, and all scripture in one day. Ava Hendricks, A honor row, all four quarters, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and principals honor row, all four quarters.
It's not up here. Or is that this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that wasn't the next one in line. This one goes here?
No, that was.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Sorry, I skipped
okay,
over
that's
him.
Okay. Yeah.
Next, Maddie Hoffert, A honor row, all four quarters, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, most paces completed school-wide, which she completed 86, and the requirement is 70. Principals honor row, all four quarters, and third highest academic average of 98.11. William Hoffert, A honor row, all four quarters, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day. He tied with most paces completed school-wide with sister, 86 paces, best penmanship, principal's honor row, all four quarters, and highest academic average of 99.34. Ava Mizell, A honor row, all four quarters, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and principals honor row, all four quarters. Emma Olson, A honor row, all four quarters, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, most Christ-like. Principals honor row all four quarters and second highest academic average with 98.47. Spencer Stallhood, B honor row, all four quarters, monthly scripture, and all scripture in one day. Ace Whitford, A honor row, all four quarters, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and principals honor row, all four quarters.
Oh,
Amy wants a picture, Ace. All right, Miss Jackie, if you'll go stand with your class over there. This is our second and third grade class. Okay, fourth and fifth grade, Sarah Areza, A honor roll first quarter, B honor roll second, third, and fourth quarter, monthly scripture, and all scripture in one day. Jaden Dean, A honor roll all four quarters, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, best penmanship, principal's honor roll all four quarters, and highest academic average of 97.13. Ava Fiskew, A honor roll second and fourth quarter, B honor roll first and third quarter, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and most Christ-like. London Lynn, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Joel Martin, A honor roll second quarter, B honor roll third and fourth quarter, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Cade Mizell, A honor roll first quarter, B honor roll second, third, and fourth quarter, monthly scripture, and all scripture in one day. DJ Perry, B honor roll all four quarters, monthly scripture, and all scripture in one day. Dominique Salvage, A honor roll all four quarters, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, principal's honor roll all four quarters, and second highest academic average of 95.86. Tristan Wagner, B honor roll all four quarters, monthly scripture, and all scripture in one day. Thanks, guys. Okay, now for our older guys, Alex Areza, the honor row second quarter, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Hunter Browning, monthly scripture. Caden Davis, monthly scripture. Vivian Fiskew, the honor roll first quarter, monthly scripture, and third highest academic average of 89.90. Evelyn Hager, monthly scripture. Isaiah Norton, A honor roll first and second quarter, the honor roll third quarter, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and second highest academic average of 91.80. Sam Selvage, A honor roll first and second quarter, B honor roll third quarter, monthly scripture, most Christ-like and highest academic average of 96.7. Hunter Shipley, B honor roll third quarter, monthly scripture and perfect attendance. Colton Sparks, monthly scripture and best penmanship. Owen Sneed, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Samuel Stahlhood, monthly scripture. Landon Stowe, B honor roll, first quarter and monthly scripture. Thanks, guys. So this year, our outstanding student, which we look and see who does a good job, who we don't have to just get on to all the time, don't run in the kitchen, settle down. You think it's Alex?
No.
This year, our outstanding student goes to Owen Sneed. We have a Jean Gaynor Award, which is Miss Jean. She was with us 25 years ago when we started the school. She did the lunches. She helped in all the classrooms. Whatever she needed to do, she just always did it. So we look for a student that's always willing to help. So this year, our Jean Gaynor Award goes to Landon Stowe. At this time, Miss Karen and her boys will come and present the Peacemaker Award.
Good evening. My name is Ryan Tate. This is my brother Chris. Our dad and mom attended church here for many years. And this award tonight is called the Peacemaker Award, and it goes out to a special individual that exemplifies what it means to be a peacemaker. Anybody who knew my dad knew that you could go to him with any problem, any issue, and he was definitely a light in this church and everywhere he went. So this Bible is an award given to Landon Stowe. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Okay, at this time we're going to take just a short break so our senior can go get ready, and then we'll be coming down the aisle.
Wait a minute. Before we have that short break, we've got one more award. I guess it's an award. Amen. Or a that a boy? That a girl? Okay. I'm going to give it to him. All right. Amen. We have two ladies with us here. Sissy, if you'll come up, and Miss Jackie, girls, come on up. They have they've been with the school since its inception, so that's 25 years for them. Amen? That's huge. Flowers. Some flowers. Miss Sissy, there's a card for you. I misspelled a word in there. I apologize. But I did correct it. Anyway, thank you. All right. So, now we're taking a break. All right. Now we're taking a break. Thank you.
So my name is Samuel Selvidge, and I've only been coming here for a year, although I was the only senior, which was surprising whenever I first came. But that also meant that I could be the only valedictorian, the only salutatorian, and the highest honors. So I was very happy about that. So I started off elementary and Reed Elementary and went there from kindergarten to fourth grade, then moved on to Harmony School of Excellence from fifth to eighth grade, and then Shady Acres Baptist Church to, from ninth grade to 11th grade, and here, and graduation to New Hope. And all that to say that I'm moving on. I didn't know exactly what to say whenever I first got up here or whenever I was getting ready, so I decided to observe other kind of speeches for graduations or other things. And one thing I noticed was that a lot of these speeches are very sad, usually. It's almost like a funeral, in a way. And I just began to think, why are they always so sad? Like, I'm just kind of moving on in my life. I think it should be more happy. But then again, it's also kind of true. A part of me is actually passing, and a new part of me is coming. I'm entering into a new chapter, although not literally a funeral, but if you want to look at it that way, you can. All that to say, I'm not only is the old part of me passing away, but I still have a lot to go ahead of me. I am going into music. I love music. It's always been my passion, and I will eventually be teaching in a school. I'm actually going to be teaching part-time soon. And I'm also going into HVAC. So I have things in the works. So, and that's all I have to say. But thank you to those who've been supporting me, Dad, Amanda, Amelie, especially this last year. I'm very grateful. I know that not all families or children have that for them. And I'm proud to say that I'm your child. So, yeah, that's all I have to say.
All right, way to go, Sam. Well, Sam Assisi has dialed up a commencement address, so I'm the one that's going to give it to you. And she said, you know, Sam's going to speak a couple of minutes, and she said, Pastor, if you could just speak a couple of minutes. So normally I speak a lot longer, so I'm going to try to keep it brief as well. I do want to commend you in graduating. It's a huge honor, and you did do it, and you did finish the top of your class, and we all owe you a huge congratulations. Yeah, give him another round of applause. Amen. As we send you off tonight on this amazing journey known as young adulthood, I want to communicate to you what almost 30 years of ministry and 54 years of life have taught me a few things. I first want to share some things with you from my earthly father to me. I want to share those things to you, and then I want to share some things from my heavenly father to me, and then hand them off to you. And you've heard a lot of these things. It'll be a huge reminder for you, or just a that a boy. But from my dad to me, and now to you. Dad would often tell me, his name was Bobby Jack, great man. He would often tell me, he would say, Stephen, so I'm going to say Sam, don't ever apologize for working hard. No apology needed. Don't ever apologize for smelling like you've been working hard. You come in with the stink on you, you wear that with pride. Amen? In other words, Dad would communicate to me, he would try to communicate to me, he said, you know, God's created you to work. That's just the end of the story. That is what life is about. You go to work, you earn a living, you provide for a family, period, put the dot on it, that's it. Amen? When I was going to school in the last century, I attended I attended high school with some very wealthy kids. I grew up in a town called Duncanville, City of Champions. It's up by Dallas. It's literally divided north and south by the Santa Fe Railroad tracks. And then it's divided from east to west by Interstate 20, if you've ever been down Interstate 20. I literally lived in the poorest quadrant of that town. I mean, we were poor. And I remember coming up on graduation and graduation happening and all of these wealthy people that I went to school with talking about what they were getting ready to do before they did whatever, went off to college or whatever. And there was a big thing going around that a lot of the wealthier kids were going to Europe to find themselves, okay? So I remember coming to my dad and saying, "Dad, you know, hey, I've got some friends, and you know, they're going to Europe, and they're going to travel Europe, and their parents are giving them a line of credit to live on, and you know, Dad, they're flying them as a graduation present. They're flying them round trip there and back, and they're going to find themselves." Now, Dad, I said, "Now, Dad, I'm not expecting any money from you or Mom, but what do you think about that idea?" Well, Dad was sitting in his easy chair watching TV, and he kind of cut his eyes off of the TV and looked at me, and he said, "Son, you don't know where you're at?" And I said, "Well, yeah, Dad, I know where I'm at." He goes, "Didn't you learn anything in high school?" And I said, yes, sir, I did learn. He goes, "Well, I don't know if there's anything about going to Europe." So anyway, I didn't go to Europe. I got a job. I started going to school and all of that jazz, yada, yada, yada. Needless to say, I did not get a gap year, need a gap year, want a gap year. I just got on with the deal. Finally, the last little snippet. I mean, this has served me well. This sounds so basic. But before I left home at the age of 19, never to return, my dad called me over and having this kind of heart-to-heart, he said, "Son, if you will buy," that sounds crazy, he goes, "if you will buy expensive, comfortable shoes and sleep on an expensive, comfortable mattress, you will go far in life." And it has served me well. My dad, Bobby Jack Lee, no college education, barely graduated high school by the skin of his teeth, he would drive the bomb of the bomb car I graduated high school in 86. I think Dad was driving maybe a 70, 71. This was before cell phones, right? So when football practice or basketball practice or whatever was going on, I would tell them to pick me up about 30 minutes after it was over so none of my friends would see me getting his car. But he wore the nicest work shoes, and he slept in the nicest bed, brother, and he went far in life. Now, that's from my earthly father to me to you. Now, I want to share a few things with you from my Heavenly Father, from me to you. And you know this. But number one, seek God first. Seek Him first. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." For the Christian, I believe this passage has something to say to us about what we end up doing for a living. Whether we go off to trade school or we go to the military, or we go right into the workforce at some kind of entry-level position, or we go to school to earn a post-secondary degree, I think it says a lot. If we'll seek Him first, and He adds all these. Just think about that. Pray that through. I think one thing to remember is that God wants to bless you. He wants to bless you, Sam, in your endeavors. He really does. But for the Christian, the main thing you want to remember, the main thing, is that you will do yourself a huge favor in the long run if you'll put God first. If you'll put God first. The second thing I want to share with you from my Heavenly Father to me to you is listen to your inner voice. Listen to your inner voice. Now, the passage is Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6, okay? And it says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." Now, I just said, listen to your inner voice. And the passage says, do not lean on your own understanding. So what in the world am I talking about? Well, You want to listen to your inner voice with God's wisdom, of course. Amen? The Word of God, prayer, all that. You can pray that God reveal His will to you, and He will reveal it through His Word. He will reveal it through the quiet times in your prayer. He will reveal it through your parents. He will reveal it through other Christians that He places into your life. And He will also reveal it to you through your inner man. Through your inner man. In other words, if you're saved, I believe you are. If you're saved, and I believe you are, you have this thing, the third person of the Godhead, praise the Lord for it, for Him, the person of the Holy Spirit. You have that inside of you to guide you. So listen to that Holy Spirit in your inner man, which is your inner voice. And it's really not an audible voice. It's never been an audible voice for me. I can only speak for me. It's never been an audible voice. I've never had a tap on my shoulder and heard an audible voice. But I can tell you through the years of living, certainly after salvation and times of prayer and being in the Word of God, I have felt God nudge me, and I mean nudge me, man. And I have felt the Lord giving me a yearning to do something, and I mean a burning yearning to do it, and I've got to do it, right? And I've also had just a direction laid out for me. And, I'd be a fool not to go that direction because it was of the Lord. Amen? So God wants to do that even for you. Amen? That'll help you find the right job. That inner voice will help you find the right career. It'll help you find the right school. It'll help you find the right spouse. It'll help you find the right house. It'll help you find the right pet. It'll help you find the right church. It'll help you find the right names for your kids one day. Right? Amen? You hear me? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you've been there. You pray. You get in the Word. You get right with the Lord. He'll speak to you in that inner man. Amen? Third and last, the church people here are going, I cannot believe he's preaching that short. Third and last, you have entered into, and I think you know this, you have entered into full-time Christian service. I mean, you are in it, friend. Colossians 3, 23 and 24 says, whatever you do, do your work heartily is for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. What you end up doing for a career, and man, it's okay if you change careers. It's okay. I mean, I'm telling you, some of these people here, maybe not immediate here, but folks that were here that left, you go talk to average 10 people. Some people have changed their careers. If they've lived any length of time, they're in their 50s or 60s, they've changed their career 4 times. It's okay. It's okay to change your career. But when you end, whatever you end up doing for a career, work that thing, work at it, just like you're working for the Lord. There will be, I promise you, there will be jerks at every place you work at. There will be weirdos. Am I right? Amen? Yeah, speaking the truth up here. There will be people that rub you the wrong way. There will be, and sometimes you'll be that person, right? So you just have to, got to motivate. You got to take a step back and say, man, what am I doing? What am I doing? What is this all about? I'm working for the Lord. Amen. I'm doing it for Him. Right. Subsequently, your work unto the Lord. This is what's so great and so cool and so it's amen stuff. Your work unto the Lord is just as important as what I'm doing. It's just as important as what I'm doing here in the church. I attempt to teach the Word of God to God's people. And you as a Christian, my soul, man, you got the choice, privilege of being the billboard, of being the great advertisement of what a Christian is. You get to live the truth. You get to be the truth in front of them as a faithful Christian, right? You get to embody the Word of God and show people the Word of God and live the Word of God by your actions and by your attitudes and by what you say. It's an incredible thing. I remember getting to live that life before God put me into this deal. I remember it. It was awesome. I remember getting called Jesus freak. And y'all remember David Koresh, the guy in Waco? Yeah. Oh, don't go down there, man. David Koresh Jr. down there, he's got his Bible on his desk. Be careful. He'll talk to you about the Lord, right? That's an awesome privilege. Don't take it for granted. You get to work for the Lord. Amen? As I close your commencement address, my friend, I want you to realize that there will be times where you completely mess things up. You mess up in your job. You're going to mess up your life. You're going to mess up in your marriage. You're going to mess up with your kids one day. Always remember God's grace. He seeks to forgive us. He does not desire to punish us. He always wants to extend His mercy and His grace. Our job is simply to keep a fork in our pocket to eat our proverbial crow whenever it comes. You just pull it out. Yes, I made that mistake. Yes, that was foolish. Will you forgive me? Right? You eat that crow. You put that fork back up. Of course, clean that fork off a little bit. Put that fork back up in your pocket and move on down the road. Amen? God's grace covers those mess ups and gets us through. Amen, church? Amen. All right. Well, I think I have a diploma. What did I do with it? Did I lose it? Oh, I left it right there. Amen. All right, sir. Well, on behalf of New Hope Christian School, it's my great privilege and honor to bestow upon you that diploma, completion of graduation. Amen. Good job, man. Good job. All right, we're going to have a closing word of prayer. Yes, ma'am. We got to do this. Who's going to turn that tassel? Move that tassel, Dad. Yeah. All right, yeah. All right. Y'all ready to close it out? Sam, you did it, sir. Congratulations. Amen. All right. Miss Sissy, anything else? All right. Y'all been here 25 years. Y'all making me and everybody else feel old. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. We'll be dismissed. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this time, Lord. Thank you for Sam and his family, and thank you for his accomplishments, Lord, all his hard work, Lord, all the effort that he's poured into this thing. Thank you for the teachers, the educators, Lord, that came alongside him and helped him and guided him and pointed him in the way. And Lord, we're thankful that you've saved him. You've set him apart. You've got special plans for him in his life. And Father God, we pray that you just pour your blessing out upon him. And Lord, the things we talked about, we pray that ultimately Sam would seek you first in all that he does. Lord, he would pray it through before he makes a major decision or a minor decision. Lord, he would be in your word regularly, and he would find himself amidst a people that want to worship Jesus and sing praises to his name. So, Lord, thank you for this life. We pray you do amazing things with it. That God, you just put an anointing on his life to do incredible things. Whatever you and him decide he needs to do. Music, AC work, Lord, whatever it may be. Father God, we just pray you do amazing things with him. Thank you for this school, Lord. We thank you for our educators. We thank you for all the love and the prayer and all the support that they give these students. And Lord, we're thankful for the parents and the students that we've had this year. It's been a great honor and a privilege to get to see them work the work of learning and growing in the fear and the admonition of the Lord at the same time. It's in your name we pray. And everybody said? Amen. Amen. All right. You folks are dismissed. Very good. Yay!